We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Why is your timeline filled with books today? I'll tell you why. There's an interesting reason for it. Find out on This Is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Wednesday, January 26th. 2022. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, it's Library Shelfie Day. No, I am not saying that wrong. Shelfie, like a library shelf. Yes, we are talking about library books. People reading books, or just books in general. Books sitting on a library shelf, perhaps, might be in your timeline on social media today. This started with the New York Public Library. The whole idea was to show off books and support libraries around the world. It's also National Spouses Day today, where we support spouses around the world. I guess that kind of doesn't work. Anyway, why are we having another day, right? Like, we've got Valentine's Day coming up soon. Why do we have Spouses Day? Well, here's the thing. I did a little search and I found out the Super Bowl is the day before Valentine's Day. Yeah, they did that. This is the weekend, because Valentine's Day is on a Monday. This is the weekend that we would normally go out and do some sort of Valentine's Day type of thing. But there's going to be football on that weekend, and the biggest football game of the year. So really, maybe today is the day that you should celebrate Valentine's Day so that you can watch football on Super Bowl Sunday, which is February 13th. Yeah. Thanks, NFL. Thanks for, you know, we're going to see divorce rates go up in like 3-4 months just because of the Super Bowl thing. Not cool. All right. National Green Juice Day. What is green juice? Well, you can drink it to improve your gut health. You can reduce inflammation. You can strengthen your immune system. You can hydrate your skin, and you can boost energy levels. And well, what is this green juice made out of? People. Oh, wait, no, that's Soylent Green. Soylent Green is made of people. Green juice is made of kale and generally celery and some other various ingredients, depending on the recipe that you choose. By the way, speaking of Soylent Green, and the reason why, you know, I could make this innocent error of thinking that green juice is Soylent Green is because that movie was actually set in 2022. That's now. Yeah. And the thing was, it was because of overpopulation and climate catastrophe and worldwide food shortages. So Soylent Green Corporation, or Soylent Corporation in the movie, made its food out of people, solving both the population problem and the food shortage problem. See, companies in 2022, you need to think outside of the box and solve problems like the Soylent Corporation. Be careful what green juice you drink today. All right, National Peanut Brittle Day. Okay, I looked up the history of peanut brittle, and folk legend has it that a lumberjack created peanut brittle by stopping a flood using peanuts and molasses. Okay, I think we need more lumberjack stories, right? Like, more tall tales. We don't have that anymore. Like, we don't have that for things that have been invented over the last 20, 30 years or so, right? Like, how was Amazon created? Well, a lumberjack built a dam and sent all the cargo ships to the Amazon warehouse. See? It's kind of fun, right? Or Google. A lumberjack trained beavers to answer all the world's questions in mere seconds. iPhones? Well, sure. Apple has underpaid labor throughout the world, and all of them are working under the fear of being attacked by a giant lumberjack. See? It works for everything. Sorry for going a little dark on that last one. All right, I know I only take up 10 minutes of your day, so that leaves you with lots of time to fill with other great podcasts. So each day we feature a new podcast for you to check out. Our podcast of the day today is Nerdideon. Okay, I hope I said that right, guys. I know. I listened to your podcast. I actually, like, you know, went back like 15 seconds and heard you guys say it a few times, and I wrote it down phonetically, but I may have screwed it up, and I apologize for that. Nerdideon. Check it out. Okay. Everyone knows two people who've been friends for decades. You know, those guys, right? They talk about their favorite nerd movies. Well, imagine if those two people had petty fights, jokes, so bad that they got hurt and they're crying. Well, that's this podcast. Yeah, it's pretty cool. They look at movies and they talk about them. And they're calling them nerd movies, right? But I like all the movies. Does that make me a nerd? I'm not really sure. As I'm holding my Logitech crayon and my iPad, if I'm a nerd or not. But maybe I am. Maybe that's something they can figure out on there. Also, they ask for suggestions for new movies. And I'm going to go ahead and add Back to the Future. I want the whole trilogy on there. That would be awesome to hear. So keep at it, guys. And there's a link to your podcast in the description. I'm not going to say it again so that I don't mess it up one more time. Also, in the description of the podcast, there's a link to our Patreon account. Become a Patreon. And for just a few bucks a month, you'll receive commercial free access to the podcast. Join me for behind the scenes live streams. You think I mess up a lot of names on like the actual podcast? Well, you should hear it. On the recordings. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, also, you'll get your birthday mentioned alongside the celebrities. Check the link out in the description and you can join us on Patreon. All right. Let's take a look at some history items here. We're going to go to 1837 and Michigan became a state. Yes, the 26th state here in the United States. Now, it's home to lots of fishing. It's home to Detroit, which is both Motor City and Motown. That's pretty awesome, right? Well, it's also been in the media lately. Yeah, Michigan was recently in the news because of a rumor. Okay, I talked about the Soylent Green thing earlier, right? And I really hope that doesn't become a Reddit rumor that all of a sudden, you know, green juice is Soylent Green and it's made of people and then everybody's going to stop drinking green juice. No, please do not make that a rumor, because there's plenty of rumors out there. And this one in Michigan was kind of interesting. Well, some parents got word that the school district was putting litter boxes in the bathrooms for those students that identify as cats. Yeah, the rumor ended up on a Facebook page and a campaign started to take back the schools and get rid of these litter boxes of the bathrooms of the Michigan schools. Okay, so shortly after the whole Facebook thing started, the school district came out and denied that litter boxes had ever been in Michigan schools. He added that it was a disappointment that he even had to address this silly issue. There's a link to the full story in the podcast description. Hey, there's another link, and I know I've talked about another podcast. I'm going to talk about one more today because I also have my Learning More podcast that's releasing a new episode today. And I mention it because I am talking with Ricky Thompson. Now, I had her on season one of Learning More, and we talked about pandemic dating, and she was such a fantastic guest. We actually ended up talking for like 3 hours, and only an hour of that actually made it onto the podcast because we were having so much fun. We did that again. And we had another great time. Ricky is so awesome. And we are talking about social media and mental health. And I just felt like that Michigan story is such an appropriate story to segue into social media and mental health. Please do listen to that podcast and share with friends. All right, let's take a look at some of our birthdays for today. How about Bob Uecker? Yeah, 87. Eddie Van Halen was born on this day in 1955. Anita Baker is 63. Wayne Gretzky, the great one, is 60 today. Vince Carter is 44. And that is your look at January 26th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake, you know, like messing up a podcast name or something, you heard that? Oh, man. Well, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. Even though we make mistakes, you know, give us a 5-star still. That'd be awesome. Really appreciate it. If you would like to make sure that we cover something on a future podcast, let us know. Head over to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see all of our episodes and all the show notes and all the links and stuff like that. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ. I'll talk to you tomorrow.